Welcome to Classical Conversations on Homeschooling. We believe that every child is uniquely and wonderfully made, and that parents can be the best teachers for their children. Here is Classical Conversations founder, Lee Bortons.
One homeschooling mom recently told me that her son was excelling in college. What surprised her was that he was in the top of his class in chemistry, a subject she had never studied herself and one that she hadn't really emphasized in their home school. So how could that be possible? Well, she taught him to be an active learner, to explore any idea. How'd she do it? She taught him to memorize, sort, and analyze information, and finally how to apply information to solve problems and communicate his own thoughts. She also taught him how to read difficult texts and take good notes. As he studied chemistry at home, she had him rewrite each chapter in his own words, redraw diagrams, and use the questions to test his mastery level. And he met with friends to do the labs. He was an active learner in all subjects. From Latin to philosophy, he had dug into the material himself, figured it out, and applied it. He didn't depend on a master teacher or even his mom to hand him the information as a passive learner. The idea that a student needs to be in a classroom with a master teacher to hand out information is a modern idea, and it is a handicap to students. Most great thinkers were not taught that way. They sought knowledge on their own, even when conditions were not favorable. To convince yourself and your student that they can learn anything, I want to recommend that you read aloud one of my favorite books, Carry On, Mr. Bowditch, by Jean Lee Latham. It describes how a young man taught himself navigation, astronomy, and even Latin because he wanted to sail, explore, and succeed.
You've been listening to Classical Conversations on Homeschooling with Lee Bortons. The classical education model has produced some of the greatest minds in human history. How can you apply this model to your homeschool? To learn more about Classical Christian Community, visit classicalconversations.com.